I really am not going to do it. I've said I wouldn't do it. What I'm going to try to do is compliment the candidates who are talking about the right things, be critical of those who are not, and to try to be a little bit of a referee. I don't know if that's a role people want me to play, but I don't think anyone in South Carolina is waiting for me to tell them how to vote.
100% promise you will not endorse before Saturday.
No, I'm not going to rule anything out. I've stopped doing that in politics because of who knows what could happen, but I really don't have any intentions of getting involved with it.
Is there any way Mitt Romney could get your endorsement?
No, I don't think any of the candidates could. The only way I could have been dragged into it, if we had two candidates and one was just completely on the wrong track and the other was obviously moving in a conservative direction. But I think we've got good aspects of several candidates, and I just hope South Carolinians will listen to it all. As I've been talking about, all of the candidates have something to offer, and our eventual nominee needs to understand why Ron Paul has an attraction, why Michelle Bachmann did, as well as Rick Santorum and others.
What is the party going to do with Ron Paul? Mm-hmm. Even he concedes he doesn't envision himself in the Oval Office when he lies down to sleep at night. So what do you do with this 25%?
First of all, I think he is in it to win, or at least in it for the long term. The Republican Party needs libertarians in the party. The logical debate within the Republican Party needs to be between conservatives and libertarians because we don't have any more money to be moderate and liberal with. And the basic themes of conservatives and libertarians as far as individual liberty and responsibility are the same. We may not agree with Ron Paul on foreign policy, but we do on limited government and balancing the budget. And some of the things he's talking about, such as getting the Federal Reserve more accountable, more transparent, is really important given where we are. So if Republicans ignore those themes, we cannot have the majority party.
Is the party right to be laying some of the blame for this at the feet of quote-unquote vulture capitalists?
Well, that really bothers me because Americans need to understand how free markets work. And one of the things you see in business, and I was in business most of my life, is the successful companies have leaders who are willing to make hard, difficult, painful, unpopular decisions for the good of the whole company, for the employees and the stockholders. And that sometimes involves letting people go or closing a division. And when we try to say that that is mean-spirited, what we do, that's the political talk. And we need more of that business type leadership in Washington, where someone like a Governor Scott Walker did in Wisconsin is willing to make the hard decisions, take on those forces who want bigger government, and be willing to endure the pain to do the right thing for the whole state, and in our case, the whole country. So I think this is a teachable moment for America.
These Bain Capital attacks on Romney are going to be a teachable moment. Are these going to ultimately help, or do they really hurt him?
It depends on how he explains it. I mean, I don't know the details of the case, and there may be some things that were done that aren't savory. But I can tell you, you can take any situation where an employer has to fire someone and make them look like a terrible person. But they I know I had to do it a few times in my career, and I had sleepless nights, and it killed me to do it. But I was doing it to save the other employees in my company and keep it going.
Doesn't Romney have to say that, or doesn't he have to be?
I think he does. I think if he doesn't explain this well, he's going to see it again if he's the nominee in the general election.